Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. We find these words in Proverbs 29. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. The fear of man brings a snare. The word snare means a trap. The fear of man refers to the condition of a heart when a person is more concerned about what others may think or what others may do or what circumstances may come upon them if they do not acquiesce to the wishes or desires of another person, and out of a fear of those potential circumstances, they do not do what is truly in their heart. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. In our culture and in our society today, we can observe many instances of people being afraid of what others may think or afraid of what may happen in their life if they do not do what other people would desire for them to do, or if they do not agree with the opinion of someone else. Many people are afraid to be true to their own heart, and because of that fear, will bow to perceived pressure from other people. And some of the pressure is not just perceived, it is very real. We can observe multiple examples of this same condition or human experience throughout the Word of God. The fear of man brings a snare. You could say the fear of man will get you into a lot of trouble. We see a very clear example early in the Bible in Genesis chapter 12. Abraham was traveling down to Egypt because there was a famine in the land that he was living in. So when he went down to Egypt to stay there for a while, he was afraid that Pharaoh would see his beautiful wife Sarai and want to take her into his harem, but to do so, he would have to kill Sarai's husband, which happened to be Abraham. So out of this fear of man, this fear of what Pharaoh might do to him, Abraham lied and he perpetrated a lie and he got Sarai to go along with it. In verse 11 of Genesis chapter 12, it says, "It came about when Abraham came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, 'See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, "This is his wife," and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister so that it may go well with me because of you and that I may live on account of you.'" And the story goes on to say that Abram did exactly that. He pretended that Sarai was his sister instead of his wife. And of course, we know that this only resulted in more difficulty. When a person is fearful of someone else, if they have the fear of man and they decide to protect themselves, they are going to lie. Instead of it resulting in protection, it always results in more trouble. In this case, Sarai indeed was taken into Pharaoh's harem. So this lie that Abraham perpetrated set up a situation that was a snare for them. Sarai ended up trapped or in the snare of Pharaoh's harem, and only by the grace of God was that situation resolved. But the fear of man brought that snare to Abram, as he was called then, and Sarai. Had he trusted in the Lord, as Proverbs 29:25 says, God would have exalted him. He would have worked out that situation. But many people will lie because of the fear of man. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus is saying here, why are you afraid of people? Why are you afraid of men or what they can do to you? Make your fear, your reverence, not for those people, but for God, who is able to do much greater things. God wants you to trust in him, and he will exalt you. But fearing people, fearing what others may say or think or do to you, will guaranteed always bring a snare. The fear of man will cause people to lie, as we saw in the case of Abraham, and it'll also cause people to deny what is true. Peter experienced this exact situation. In Matthew chapter 26, after Jesus had been arrested by the Pharisees, we find Peter sitting outside in the courtyard watching the proceedings. And it says in verse 69 of Matthew 26, "Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, 'You too were with Jesus the Galilean.' But he denied it, and before them all, saying, 'I do not know what you are talking about.' When he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, 'This man was with Jesus of Nazareth.' And again he denied it with an oath, 'I do not know the man.' A little later, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, 'Surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away.' Then he began to curse and swear, 'I do not know the man.' And immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, 'Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' And he went out and wept bitterly." Peter was afraid of the Pharisees, of the Romans, of what they might do to him for being associated with Jesus. And that fear of man brought a snare to Peter. The fear of man got Peter to deny he even knew his Lord. In John chapter 12, we read an interesting scripture that also describes the fear of man. It says in this portion of the Gospel of John chapter 12, "After Jesus had done many miracles, and these had been observed by the rulers of the Pharisees," it says in verse 42, "Nevertheless, many, even of the rulers, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God." The fear of men will cause you to hide your confession of Christ or your acknowledgement of Christ Jesus as Lord. Even these rulers had come to the conclusion that he was the Messiah, but because of a fear of man, because they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God, that fear of man caused them to hide their heartfelt belief that Jesus was the Messiah. The fear of man got Abraham to lie. The fear of man caused Peter to deny. And the fear of man caused these rulers of the Pharisees, who knew in their hearts that Jesus was the Messiah, to hide their confession of Christ. And that was definitely a snare to them, because Jesus said in another place in the gospel, "If you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven." The fear of men got these rulers to hide their confession of Christ. We find two other interesting incidences of what the fear of man will cause a person to do, even to do things they never dreamed that they would have anything to do with. In the Gospel of John, we see the account of Herod, who was having a banquet on his birthday. In doing so, he had gathered all his military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. And the daughter of Herodias came in and danced for Herod and his guests and pleased Herod. And of course, in this drunken state that he was in, he made a very rash vow, and he said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I'll give it to you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you ask of me, I'll give it to you up to half of my kingdom." This ended up causing quite a problem when the young girl, prompted by her mother Herodias, who hated John the Baptist, incited her to ask that Herod would give her at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And it says in verse 26 of Mark 6, "And although the king was very sorry, yet because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests, he was unwilling to refuse her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded him to bring back his head. And he went and had him beheaded in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl." This is an example of how serious the issue of the fear of men is. It says that Herod, because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests, he was afraid of what the dinner guests would think if he did not go through with having John the Baptist beheaded. That's a very high price to pay for the fear of man, to be guilty of murdering an innocent man. The fear of men brings a snare. The fear of man will cause you to make decisions you know in your heart you should not make. Remember this: the fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. No matter what pressure you may be facing today from people, it is better to trust in the Lord and allow him to exalt you and work out the situation than to respond to the fear of man, because you will fall into a trap of either lies, denials, hiding your faith in Christ, or causing you to make decisions that you know in your heart you should not make. Be wise and remember, he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted, but the fear of man will bring a snare. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.